This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. I am very excited to have you on today. This episode is a milestone for us. We are hitting number 500. So whether this is your first episode listening to the podcast or this is your 500th episode listening to the podcast, I want to thank you for being a part of this journey. What a journey it's been, 6 years in, and loving every bit of it, and really more just the people I've met, the people that I've interviewed, the people I've got a chance to work with through listening to my podcast and are interested in what I do. It's been an awesome journey to share my book, to share my life, to share the wisdom that I'm learning through my own experiences in my life and people I work with, and to really just be just a voice to help individuals remember the greatness of who they are, to remember that divinity, divine essence, the soul essence of what we are. But more importantly, to understand that this whole life is an experiment. Right, I didn't want to call the podcast the life experiment. It just didn't resonate with me. The mindful experiment did, and I meant it through mindfulness. And so it's going through that journey in life and seeing how can I become more well-rounded? How can I become more fulfilled? And how can I bring this essence that can really illuminate me and really do that? And that was the purpose of this podcast, was really just to go down that route. And what a journey it's been in the last 6 years. And I'm looking forward to this next year, the year after, and so forth. But this year specifically, we're doing things, you know, you're not going to see me as much on solo podcast. But one of the things we want to do is I've been really more focused this year on trying to create community for the podcast community, to share more stuff, to do these recordings live in the group. Then we have access to all my recordings live. And then I'll clean them up and, of course, get them out when they're ready to be published. And I want to add more value as much as I can to share wisdom to you guys as much as I can in my life. So in the show notes, take a look. We're going to be creating a Facebook group page. I have one already. I think I'm going to try to see if I can change the name of it, and then we can just go from there. But I want you guys to take advantage, join, and be a part of that. I'm going to be sharing. I have a free couple free things that I'm starting to share. I have access to one of my classes right now. for our 500th episode, going into our 6-year kind of anniversary into podcasting. And that's going to be my course on decoding your matrix. It's a 6-week course. It is absolutely free. All you have to do is go to the show notes, go ahead and click on the link. It'll tell you how to get the course for free, sign up, and start to enjoy that process. This class was something that is related to my book, Decoding the Matrix, and sharing principles and wisdom that I shared in there. I put into a course on how you can practically apply this into your life to really break away from the conditioning, break away from the matrix, and really step into your power and lead by your life, by the choices of what you desire. Truly, if I wanted to go even deeper, lead by your soul's choices, if I really want to get into that deeper element of it. And this book is really, the course and the book are really there to help you figure out how to tap in, to know how to resonate, how to know when you're on your soul's path, and really not create the sin. And I mean sin in the sense of not from a religious context, but from archery, which means miss the mark. And so when you're sinning, you're missing your path. You're off your path. You're off the course of where you were designed to be. And so it's one of those things that this book and this course will help you in that process. So take a look at that. It is my gift to everybody here on part of the Mindful Experiment community and so much more. So thank you guys. And also please share a review. Right now, the way they're doing things, Apple, I used to have 700 reviews on our Apple podcast. And when you can go look it up on Apple and iTunes and so forth, we're down to 130. I don't know why I keep losing, but it is what it is. But if you can, please do me a favor, share a review, let us know what you think of the podcast, and subscribe if you have it so you don't miss another episode. We're coming out every week. One of the last things we're adding into the mix, we're going to be doing a little bit more interviews that we'll be sharing in the next 3 to 6 months. And so what I'll be doing, if you're part of the group, I'll be posting on there who are the next 4 for the month that I will be interviewing. So you get to know a little about the guest, you know who they are, find out what topics we don't put on there. Because to be honest with you guys, there is no really design outline when I'm interviewing someone. There is no like, oh, I want to talk about this and ask them these questions. It's literally just having a conversation. It's very raw. That's how I've always done it. This podcast I'm doing right now, this is all raw. I have no planning of what I do. I just turn on the mic, hit record, and here I am. I've been like that since day one. My success has, it's been working. It's been working. And so I'm going to continue that. So today's episode, though, I was really thinking about this, though. I was like, I've been talking about this in conversation. A couple clients I brought this up to, and I had a couple of conversations with a couple friends about when it comes to law of manifestation, the law of attraction. And, you see all these gurus, especially people who have big influences, big numbers that follow them. And they'll talk about, oh, it's just your vibe. You got to know how to tap into your vibe and tap into that right frequency, and then you'll attract what you desire. And I hear that often. It's a new age thing that's, they watered it down and so forth. And it kind of annoys me because that's really not, let me put it this way. How do you know you're at the frequency of what you want to attract? How do you know that the frequency of this energy is going to attract $1 million business or $1 million in your life? Or how do you know it's going to bring the most fulfillment in your relationship or with your kids and your family? Or how do you know it's going to bring the best health? How do you know that is the exact frequency that does that? Now, there are some things you can tap into to feel that. Okay, there is a feeling part of this. But how do you know? And the thing is like it gets too much. You're going to get into the mind. Oh, I have to do this, or maybe I have to do that. What's the way I could do this? Oh, I have to do this person's program because then they're going to do this. A lot of times people use scarcity. There's a scarcity loop in our brain. And what happens is a lot of good marketers, people that you know that are very famous, they know how to tap into your scarcity loop without you even knowing. Because here's the thing, how does scarcity work? If I tell you you have to tap into the right frequency and you got to tap into it in a certain way in order to get that, and you have to know how to tap into this, if you don't know how to do it and you've been struggling with this, your scarcity loop's going to kick in. And then you're going to think you need to learn from the person to do that. And there's nothing wrong with this. It's just, this is how, this is a part of our minds. This is an evolutionary process. And so people tap into it, whether they know it or they don't. And so the thing is this, here's the truth when it comes down to looking at your life and the essence of you, is that you have to remove what blocks the love and the light and what wants to come your way. You see, whatever you're trying to seek or seeking or chasing, that is also chasing and seeking you. I want you to think of an idea as like a seed, and it wants to live like a plant does, just like you do and your body does. It wants this experience. Ideas and so forth are you are the person who is the fertilizer, the nutrients that gives life to that. So when you want to have this house that looks like this, maybe $1 million house, maybe a $10 million house, right? But you feel that that's something you really want to have. The experiences of all that we want to come, that is coming towards you. Because you can't imagine these things. Here's the thing. And you could say God. You could say the universe. I listen to Steve Harvey a lot. And he uses God a lot. And I like to say I use every label because the label doesn't matter. It's your choice of what matters and how you want to define it. But long story short, he'll talk about in the essence of God's got great things for you. But one thing he says that I love is that your imagination, if you can see it in your mind, you can create it. And I've been teaching this since 2018, I should say publicly, but with other friends and so forth. I've been talking about this since for the last 15 years. As long as you can see it in your mind, you can create it. As long as you see it in your mind, it's destined for you, right? So whether that's a big house, the multimillion, the business you want to have, a certain type of relationship, a certain health, a certain body figure, whatever that is, if you can see it there, it can be created. Because the imagination is the most powerful tool that we have. Einstein said it's more powerful than knowledge. Because imagination is the things that have not been seen yet. Only you can see them. And that's how you can create them. So if you can see the vision, that's why I'm big on vision. If you can see the vision, then you can create that in your life. It is possible. But then some people say, well, Doc, why does it not happen for me? Here's the reason why. You have to remember that you are source energy, okay? We are a soul that is sentient. We are immortal. We are eternal. The soul never dies. Law of transformation, thermodynamics, I think it's number one or number two. But anyhow, energy is never created or destroyed. It just changes form, okay? That's the law of perpetual transformation of energy. So when you look at this stuff, this means that our soul is just going to transform into another form. We go from a physical body, go back into our light body. Then from light body, we go back to physical back to light, and we just do this for infinity. And the essence of all that is this, is that we are source energy. And quantum physics has backed this up and proven that we are, in a sense, because all things exist. Everything in the universe exists. You have infinite, just infinite. Everything's there. And what happens is where we focus our energy, what we put our attention to is what we're going to attract in our life because we give life to it. This is why I was talking about the idea that we give life to the idea. If we can vision it, we can give life to that vision. And sometime, at some point, divine timing will kick in. And it'll happen when you are ready for that, when that means the energy is at the level where it needs to be. Now, how do we raise our energy? How do we get into those frequencies? You got to remove the resistance. It's not about raising your vibe. We are actually our worst enemies. You have to get out of your way. There's two things that I had to learn, and I had to hit a lot of walls before I actually saw the truth in this. One, I had to get out of my way. I was always interfering the process. I was always judging where I was, seeing where the present was in the moment and judging that rather than saying, hey, it doesn't matter where I'm at here. I just got to keep focusing on the end in mind. I got to keep focusing on my vision. I got to keep seeing my life in that light. And I know the more I can keep my energy there, the more that's going to become my reality because my mind can time travel. My mind can go into the past, present, future. It can go all over. And so I can go into the future, create myself, bring it here and say, this is who I am today. And that's how I'm going to act. That's how I'm going to behave. And that's how I'm going to present myself. And when we can start doing that and embody that energy, You are literally downloading your future self into the present. This may get a little out there for some people. And when you're able to do that, now all of a sudden you can bring that presence of energy there. And the more you fine tune this, just like working a craft, learning how to do things like a new skill or language and so forth, eventually the brain is going to start hardwiring that. And this is the essence of how we end up becoming or attracting. Because what we're not doing then is we're not focusing on the fear. We're not focusing on the worries. We're not reacting, we're responding. And when we can, because that's what's actually holding you back. That's what's blocking. And see, those are preconceived conditions. A lot of people talk about the subconscious mind and how it blocks you, and it does. There's patterns built into that, but you can rewire that and reprogram it also. There are things that we can do, and I've talked about this in the podcast many times before, about subconscious mind, how to...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Reprogram it, beliefs, how to reprogram those, and so much more. You can check that out in previous episodes. Just look up beliefs and you'll see, belief and you'll see it. I've done multiple episodes on that. So it's one of the things that you're going to be able then to choose that reality and keep getting it life and get out of your way with it. Because I said, the first thing is you got to get out of your way. Stop looking at, I would do this with clients all the time. Stop looking at your presence or where you are. If you keep focusing on where you are right now, you're never going to get to where you're going to want to go. Because your energy is here in the present. It's here. Oh man, look at this. I'm not making enough money. And I only made this much this month. I mean, I only made that much this month. You're never going to break out of that pattern until you start to see yourself in a different realm. The second thing though is, and this is probably even, it was bigger for me. It has taken some time, and I actually lost my way a little bit, and I'm back in path, back where I need to be. And that is trusting the process. Be able to trust and know the universe got your back. God's got your back. God's here to give you whatever it is you want because God gets the same experience. Same thing like the universe. The universe does the same thing, right? So it's the same thing. So whatever term you like. But here's the thing. Let's use God, for example. The ultimate all being. I like to call all that is. That's the term I use because it's all that is. It's everywhere. Nothing exists without God. Nothing could be in non-existence. You know, you can only have things that exist. Nothing can non-exist. So God is all things. And good, bad, ugly, you name it. It's all things. But what God is, you know, the whole purpose of that is to learn more about itself. Hence, with a blessing that we have, it was given life, a soul, to choose free will, to choose our experiences of what we want to learn and expand and choose how we want to do that. Do you want to be a horse, a dog, a cow, a cat? You want to be a human? You want to be a frog? You want to be an insect? You want to go be an alien? You want to be this? You choose. What is your experiences? And you there's a whole thing on that. But long story short, we come here as a soul to learn and expand and grow and experience things. I don't want to say learn because we already know. It's like, here's an example of how this works. A soul knows because it's like you going to read a book and understanding the principles of something. That's how we know things. It's in the mental capacity of things. Experience, though, is a whole different ballgame. And I had to learn that because I remember I had a spiritual teacher tell me at 24 that she's like, you're gifted in what you do. She goes, but, and you have so much knowledge. You can talk so much in depth about the universe, life, universe laws, all these things. And she goes, but you don't create wisdom. She goes, you're lacking wisdom because you don't have experiences. She goes, you have a lot of experiences, but the more experiences you have, the more wisdom that you will have. And it made sense. And then I started looking at that as a soul perspective. That's why we come to have an experience, because we want to experience. I could study how to make brownies all day long, but until I get into the kitchen and start making them, that's the only experience I'm going to get to be better at it. Does that kind of make sense? And so there is this essence of what we want to experience, but we have to get out of our way and trust the process to know that everything is supporting us in that. Your soul is guiding you every step of the way. You have our guardian angels that are guiding you and protecting you and helping you in that process. There's angels, there's you can call it Jesus, Buddha, whoever you want to pray to. They're there to support you along the way also. And you can choose whoever you want to help you in that journey. But there is love and support continually happening. And you don't have to take my word for this, guys. You can say, oh man, Doc's going down a really big woo-woo rabbit hole. About 10 years ago, when I was about 30, 29, 30, I started to study the afterlife. I want to understand what a soul was. I want to understand God in the deepest elements that I could. I wanted to understand what was the purpose of us coming to this world. I want to understand the aspects of death and the transition of it. Why is it so feared? I spent 3 years studying all this stuff. I probably read at least 1,000+ people's near-death experiences during that time. And it fascinated me to understand how they had, because I already had a spiritual understanding of life a little bit. I understood the afterlife a little bit. So I understood, you know, many different mediums of how I'd done that. Psychic mediums I've worked with who are dead accurate on everything. They knew things that I was like, there's no way they can know this information. That's what I love about working with a psychic medium. You can say it's all woo-woo or that's XYZ stuff. I really don't care, because at the end of the day, if I'm on a call with somebody and my grandfather comes through and they share 8 to 9 things that is dead accurate to my grandfather's life that they could not know anywhere else. You couldn't Google it. You couldn't search it. You couldn't find it anywhere. That's fascinating. And so it's one of those things where I did work with that also to understand more about the afterlife. I really want to understand, was it what I felt it was or something different? And what I learned from all that experience is that love is always coming to us. We're the ones that block it. The near-death experiences, when you go through the life review and all that, they said they saw how much they blocked it. Everything was there for them. They all the opportunities they missed because of what they were focusing on, what they were missing, and so much more. And this is where, when we can get out of our way and trust the process, know that everything there in spirit is here to help us, give us love, to support us, and help us nurture us and get us to where we need to go, because it's the God or whatever you want to call it, is always there, because at the end of the day, God gets the same experiences we do. That's why we were created, because it knew all things. So how's it going to learn about itself if it knows every single move and every single thing that's happening? But instead, when it can allow our souls that get created live their lives and they learn about themselves, at the same token, God learns more about the power of oneself. So we all expand and grow together. I would say God is the best multi-level marketing out there ever, because he's at the top, getting all the experiences of everybody. So, but long story short, as we wind down here, again, the essence is getting out of our way and trusting the process. That's harder than anything else, because our mind wants to control once we step into a state of fear. Your mind's designed to keep you in comfort and also protect you. And so it goes back to your past memories. And when you get triggered, it's going back to something that is something that wants to be healed. It wants, because these are the things that need to heal in order for you to move forward. But it's one of those things that it is that essence of when you go into a state of fear, worry, and react, you give away your power. And what ends up happening with that is we get in the way, because we're getting in the way because now we're not trusting the process. And we lost faith and trust, not in God, not in ourselves, but not in God or anything else, but in the universe or whatever, but within ourselves. We lost trust in ourselves. See, one of the things I've learned the last couple of years is that when we truly have fear, what we really have is a lack of faith and trust in oneself. And anytime I'm working with a client that goes through a state of fear, if they're ready for it, some have been. I've had some that, man, amazing transformations. But I've had some that weren't ready for that. And they fought it, and they kept seeing the business decline, other parts of their life decline. And then, you know, because we're resisting, right? What we resist persists. And the more that we continue to resist, the more in our life we're going to get what we don't want. And I've went through that. I've shared my own personal story in business when I first got started. And I realized that. And so the same concept happens here. And so when you can let go and trust, and then just put your love and trust into the vision of what you want to create for yourself. If you're imagining traveling the world, and that's something that gets you excited, not an excitement in the sense to show off or feed the ego, but in a sense of a fulfillment. Like, I want to take my kids when they're older. I say kids, I only have one right now, but we have a goal, God willing, to at least have 3. I'm sure maybe 4 if we get lucky. But it's one of those things where we want to take our kids. When I'm 50, I want to go for a few months to Europe and take them to a whole tour of Europe. I love to do a whole year and travel the world and take them with them and fill their lives. It excites me. It's not about, oh, I got to do this and this and this. It's more like, no, I want to enrich my kids' lives as much as I can. And, you know, looking at those perspectives, I have other bucket list stuff that I want to do. And I get excited about those things. I get excited to do that. And it's I don't care. Like, I'm like a 4-year-old. I don't care what's going on. This is what I love to do, and I'm just going to do it. And so it's getting into that place. You're starting to then in feed that. It's just like a kid, when they're interested in something, you want to feed that interest. That's going to help them, excite them more, and they're going to learn more. And that's actually kind of the way of most successful people are, if you look at their lives and how they're raised. So coming back to tying this all together, I know I'm trying to give you a strong point on this in different avenues of this, but to come all together, two things. One, got to get out of your way. Stop feeding into the fears and the worries. Trust the process. More importantly, trust yourself. You already have everything within. Every ancient wisdom, almost every scripture I've ever read, they talk about how the power is within us. It's not outside us. They all share it in some way, shape, or form. I've studied ancient civilizations and stuff that they used to teach and share, and it's all the same stuff. It's all within. You already have the power. You already are pure source energy. You choose, you create. There's nothing else to that. But the key is, make sure you don't allow the fear and the worry, the matrix, other people, interfere with your vision and what you want for yourself. And every day you got to nurture that. You are the one with your mind and your heart. When you set that together, some people call this brain, heart, mind, body coherence, brain, heart coherence. But what that means is when they're synced together on the same wavelength, and all of a sudden here comes this frequency, but you're feeding that vision. And the more precise, the more clear, and the more that you can center yourself and tap into that, the more that vision is going to become a reality for you. I'm not going to get into the faster and slower game that feeds the mind. That's why my message has always been, it's going to get there when your divine timing is ready for you. When you are ready for it and you've done the work, it will show up. I can promise you that. I've seen it in my life and many of my clients' lives. So all I'm saying is you want to make sure you always come back to ground yourself. Now, there's many things you can do with grounding. You can literally put your feet within wet grass and put your feet there for 15 minutes a day. That's grounding. You can use your breath work and do many different types of breath work, and it can help you ground. You can meditate. You can do cold plunges. Yes, cold plunging does help you center yourself. I do it for spiritual purposes. You can, if heat's more of a thing you enjoy, go in saunas. You know, practice yoga. Do mindfulness practices. Go out and just sit outside and just look at the sky. Look at the sun. Look at the moon at night. Just stare at it. And embrace this beauty that's always around us that we miss because we get so consumed with the human life that we forget about this other part that's out there that's so much more of an awe. And if you want to help more grounding, there's gratitude too. And I have episodes on all these things I just mentioned. So check a look in the back. But thank you. Thank you for tuning in to number 500. Thank you for being a part of the Mindful Experiment community. Take a look at the show notes. Take a look at the Facebook group there. We are going to get that going. I want to connect with you guys more. There is so much craziness that's going on in the world. And I could feel the energy of people being in states of fear. I've always been able to feel where people are or where the world is in some ways. And it's one of those things where I want to be a beacon of whatever, I don't even know what I call it, but I want to be able to just share some things to help you stay centered. So that way you can continue to choose the vision and the path of what you want to create for yourself. And then together, when we do that as a collective, then all of a sudden we are starting to shift the energy of the world, of humanity, and that gets to see more illumination into the world and more of the greater things we want to have. We start taking care of nature more, and nature takes care of us more, and we start to live longer, more fulfilled lives and get to experience more of this beautiful thing called life. So as always, again, I want to thank you. This is Dr. Vic Manzo. Until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.